feel it's only right now that I just say to the county, please, please get behind your nurses and your midwives on the 30th. It's a massive issue of massive importance. I mean, here in Donegal alone, our hospital treats a massive geographical area. Everybody is suffering, but especially the patients. It's very hard, and we're not looking for pay increases, it's pay restoration. I mean, the conditions that we're working in at the minute is not right. We only want to give our patients the very best. In order to provide high quality patient care, you need to have adequate staffing levels, you need to have proper resources. And as time goes on, it's getting worse and getting less. Escalation policies throughout the country are implemented on a daily basis, and it's very, very hard for patients and families. But it's very hard to get up to go to work when you just do not know what you're going into.
How difficult to work environment is it?
It's very hard. It's very hard and it's very stressful and it's disheartening. I mean, at the minute, I know it sounds, oh, you're not there off on maternity leave, but I'm soon be back in a few short weeks. I'll be back in the thick of it again. But it's just really to support all my colleagues and just a plea to the people, because it's your health, it's your hospital. We're here to look after you and we want to do our job to the best of our ability.
All right, Claire, good stuff. Well done. And listen, thanks for everything that you do, because, you know, if you listen to this programme, I know you're working most of the time, but the first thing anyone ever says when they've got a criticism of the health system and they're not prompted to do so, it's spontaneous, that the nurses and staff could not do enough for you, and they're fully sympathetic. But that has to be shown, doesn't it? There's no point saying it on the radio or putting it on social media. You need people to sort of really get out and support you. So I presume that's how you feel, is it?
Yeah, it's collective now across the board, across the entire county. I mean, there's a lot of us now who just need to stand in unison, because it's very hard whenever you're trying to leave work and you have blisters on your feet and your calves are burning like nothing before, and you go home and you feel completely and utterly deflated, and just the night staff are coming in and your heart just goes out to them. You feel like you haven't completed your day's work. You feel like you can never leave, and you go home and you try to switch off, and at the end of the day, we get up the next day, we go back in and we do it all again. But I mean, everybody should look forward to going to their day's work. You might not be in your dream job, but I mean, my job, I love my job, I love my work, I love what we do, I love my colleagues, the area that I work in. You feel like you're achieving something, and when that has been jeopardized, basically, I mean, these are people's lives we're talking about. Patient safety is of utmost importance, you know, and how it makes you feel, that's very indescribable. I mean, you're dealing with patients and families day in and day out, and you're constantly nowadays dealing with angry people, people who are waiting far longer than they should be waiting. And you feel like you're apologising for the management, apologising for the HSE, apologising constantly for long wait times, for delays, because, you know, my dad is 93 and he's been on his trolley for 12 hours, and what can I tell you? I don't know what to tell you, because if the bed was there, I would have you in it long ago. It's just, it's hard from that point of view. Like, it's very hard, you know, and as humans, like, fair enough, if you're waiting and you're okay, you should be glad about that. If you're rushed in and you're very quiet, you should be worried about that. But at the end of the day, nobody likes to wait. And especially if you're with someone elderly. So, you know, just make a plea to everybody. Please, please get behind us on.
Just briefly, what did you think of the Taoiseach's comments about the Christmas holidays?
honestly, Greg, I had to turn it off. Otherwise, my TV was going to fall on the ground and break.